أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون. In the previous ayats we read how two particular kuffar, Aas ibn Wa'id and Ubay ibn Khalaf, came with old bones to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Haram of Mecca. And when the leaders of the Quraysh were also present and said, O Muhammad, do you say that your Lord Allah will bring these bones back to life? He rubbed them, made them into powder and blew it out in the air. So he said, what do you say? Your Allah says he will bring it back to life. Allah Ta'ala explained, as we read yesterday, that he who created man the first time, what is it difficult for him to make man a second time again? Yeah, further two great proofs Allah gives of his great qudrat, by which every person can understand how great Allah is, and to resurrect, to make people come back to life, is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلْ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا. جس نے بنا دی تم کو سرسبز درخ سے آگ. Don't you see, Allah Ta'ala says, it is he who has made from green trees fire for you. These are particular two types of trees that grow in Saudi Arabia, and these they are green, and water falls from their branches also. But if you rub them, fire comes out, which is almost an impossibility according to our minds, that green things do not bring out fire. But Allah says, don't you people see it yourself for your own fire? You rub these two branches and fire comes out, and you light your fires with that. Similarly, when we went to Jamaica and they took us for a little bit of a trip over the sea, and they showed us certain plants which are growing in the sea, in the water, but it is fire. If you touch those plants, your hands burn. It is in water. This is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which is above everything. Otherwise, we all know that water puts out fire, but these grow in the fire. And if you touch it, your hand burns also. So Allah says, when you see this qudrat with your own eyes, what is it difficult for you to believe that Allah will bring back man to life? فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ پھر اب تم اس سے سلگاتے ہو آگ. And from there you make your fires to burn. That is, just like the bushman should rub stones together and the spark that comes out, he should light his fire. There were no matches or anything, just by rubbing stones. So yeah, in the Arabian Peninsula, the trees that grow, they are green, water falls from the branches. But you rub them, fire comes out. And what we have seen with our own eyes, that things that grow in the water, in the sea, and from there also fire comes out. So this is the qudrat of Allah, that a person cannot doubt Allah in the least. But أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. کیا جس نے بنایا آسمان اور زمین نہیں بنا سکتے ان جیسے؟ And then Allah poses this question, he who has created the heavens and the earth, hasn't he got the power to create people like you? That is, to resurrect you again. When Allah's qudrat is so huge, it's a pity we don't apply our minds to the qudrat of Allah. We apply our minds to small things of this dunya for our fun and pleasure, to make money. But to apply our minds to the qudrat of Allah, we don't. If a person just has to see the huge sky, how Allah has created it and suspended it in space. There is nothing that is holding it up, no columns, no chains or anything. Just by the qudrat of Allah, it is suspended in space. This huge earth, what is the weight of the earth? The mountains, water is extremely heavy. 70% of the earth is water. The amount of ships that are moving, trucks that are moving, the loads they are carrying, the mountains, the rocks, the weight of all the containers. What great weight! But it is just suspended in space, not even in air. It is suspended suspended in space, in nothing. That is where it's suspended. The atmospheric pressure just goes to about 800 kilometers beyond the earth. After that, there is no atmospheric pressure also. And all this Allah has suspended it just like this. A table tennis ball, a feather, so light. If we just leave it from our hand, it won't remain suspended in the air. It will drop down. But this is Allah's Qudrat, that He has suspended all this in the heavens like this. So when Allah has created all that, what is it difficult to create man? Man, in comparison to Allah's creation, whatever Allah has created on earth, in the seas, the amount of Allah's creation, the amount of animals, the amount of fish and the species of fish and animal life in the water is more than that what is on earth. What types of insects, what types of animals, what is all Allah's creation? Compared to all that, man is just like a few grains of rice, or just like a few ants in front of them all. All that Allah has created it, and not only created it, Allah maintains it all the time. Allah hasn't become old and now He has to give over His duties to somebody else, that He can't manage His duties anymore. Allah hasn't retired. How great is not Allah Ta'ala? For such a great being, just to bring who He created the first time from nothing, and to assemble Him again now, what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala? In Bukhari Sharif, there is a riwayat of a person in the days of before of Bani Israel, who lived a very, very terrible and wrong life. At the time of his death, he called all his close family people, and he made wasiyat to them, "When I die, light a huge fire. Then throw me into that fire, let me burn until I become ash. Then make powder out of that ash. Half of it spread it out in the world over the mountains and the jungles. And the other half of it spread it over the seas." And in his mind that Allah won't be able to get him to become together. As soon as he died and did this, Allah just said, "Kun," and everything he was gathered and made a form in front of Allah as he was before. Allah asked my banda, "Why did you do this?" He said, "I was afraid of your azab." Allah said, "You are afraid of my azab, so I save you from my azab." And Allah saved him. Then what is being shown here is this is the Qudrat of Allah. You can spread it all over the seas and the mountains and the jungles, but Allah's one command and it all comes together again. Bala, wa wal khallaqul alim. Kyun nahi? Definitely Allah has got the Qudrat to resurrect man when His power is so great. Wa huwal khallaqul alim. Aur wahi hai asal banane wala, sab kuch janne wala. And Allah is that great creator who creates what is full knowledge. Allah doesn't have to go to the drawing board and draw plans. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to call in an architect, an engineer. Allah's just one command. Without, there is no matter which is in existence. Allah, and this kun is also for us just to understand. Otherwise Allah, it doesn't take Allah so long also. Allah just intends, and whatever Allah intends, from the raw material to the final product, is immediately ready and it is present. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. Uska hukam yahi hai ki jab karna chahe kisi cheez ko to kahe usko ho, wo usi waqt ho jave. Allah Ta'ala's system is such that whenever He intends to do anything, He just tells it be and it is there already. From no raw materials. Whatever we do, we need raw materials. We'll have to call how many people in to come in, see the project, the feasibility, the market related things. What and what don't we have to do? Allah just commands and the thing is there already. So the real lesson in all this is for us that we are going to be resurrected. We must get ready for the day of Qiyamah. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So پاک ہے وہ ذات جس کے ہاتھ میں حکومت ہے ہر چیز کی. So how pure is not Allah from any defect and fault. from any deficiency, in whose hands is the kingdom of everything in the world. Allah owns and controls everything. We, no matter how, whatever we have got, all our security measures, our cameras, but yet robbery and stealing takes place right under our nose also. Allah is such that He knows everything properly. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ اور اسی کے طرف پھر کر چلے جاؤ گے. And it is only to Allah that you are going to return again. And the whole summary of Surah Yasin is in these last words, that you are going to be returned to Him. You will have to account for every deed, every thought of yours Allah knows. Whatever passes in your heart, what you see from the eye, side of your eye, everything Allah knows, and you'll have to account for all that. A person who takes that benefit has taken the benefit of Surah Yasin. Whether it is the reading of Surah Yasin every day, or whether it is to know the meaning of it. If we just give big lectures on it, but we don't prepare for that day, then Yasin Sharif hasn't come to us. There is a great surah of the Quran Sharif, and it is the heart of the Quran. And the heart of it is that it shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who prepares properly, sincerely for the akhirat, that person has got this heart in him. And his heart will become alive as well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.